Get Abstract keeps you updated with summaries of the best business books published worldwide. Books you absolutely need to know in a convenient, smart format.
McDonald's statistics tell the story of its impressive business achievements. The company serves 58 million customers daily at 32,000 restaurants in 118 nations. It employs 1.6 million people, and in 2008, it had sales of more than $70 billion. That's a lot of secret sauce. Through its vaunted Hamburger University, which opened in 1956, McDonald's teaches store managers, owners, and operators how to do things the McDonald's way. Author Patricia Sowell Harris is in charge of diversity at McDonald's. Though her book, None of Us is as Good as All of Us, published by John Wiley & Sons, is by nature promotional, she does a good job of explaining how diversity works at McDonald's and why a diverse workforce is important. Get Abstract recommends her lessons on equitable employment to CEOs, as well as to human resource personnel and training and hiring managers.
When Ray Kroc founded the McDonald's Corporation in 1955, he envisioned the company as a three-legged stool: the firm, its suppliers, and its franchisees. If one leg failed, the stool would topple.
Although diversity was an alien concept at the time, Kroc eventually came to see that to sell more hamburgers than anyone else, he would need to make McDonald's as diverse as possible. He particularly needed to match his workforce to the minority communities where some of his restaurants were going to be located. He encouraged his training and educational staff to support his diversity effort and ensured that everyone on McDonald's managerial staff backed the campaign. The company became a beacon of diversity.
This success did not come easily. In 1965, the company had 738 restaurants, and Kroc hired only men to eliminate the possibility of employees flirting on the job. Business necessities forced Kroc to change his hiring policies. As the number of McDonald's franchises rapidly expanded during the 1960s, the owners and operators needed to be able to staff their new restaurants. But this period of growth coincided with the Vietnam War. With many eligible young men entering the military, it was difficult for franchises to find enough male workers. Therefore, McDonald's liberalized its hiring policy by employing more female staffers.
McDonald's began hiring African American workers after the race riots of the late 1960s. By 1967, McDonald's franchisee in Washington, D.C. had built a track record of hiring black employees and had created the marketing character Ronald McDonald, the company's iconic clown. When McDonald's bought the $16.8 million company, its staff included black administrators. McDonald's promoted some of them to the ranks of its corporate executive officers. At the time, establishing restaurants in minority areas was a huge challenge for the company, in part because it required new franchise investors to operate their own restaurants. Investors needed about $150,000 for a turnkey facility. This was beyond the means of many black investors, so the company tried to line up white investors to fund African American entrepreneurs' inner-city restaurants. However, this so-called zebra partnership arrangement turned out to be a big problem. Many silent partners did not maintain the proper equipment or pay their suppliers consistently.
As the 1960s ended, McDonald's management had learned an important lesson. It had to alter its composition as the U.S. underwent massive societal changes. Kroc championed the expanding company's new diversity. He and Fred Turner, former grillman and now the corporation's president, provided vital executive support for diversity to become the new norm.
McDonald's leaders understood that networking was extremely valuable in indoctrinating new franchisees and enabling diversity. In the 1970s, the company established two black operators' associations and developed the Black Career Development Training Program and the Accelerated Management Development Program, which fast-tracked African Americans into executive positions.
In 1980, McDonald's stated a new policy, holding managers responsible for diversity. The Black Operators Association network expanded to black suppliers and negotiated with McDonald's to secure a more balanced ratio of the number of black and white-owned franchises. The result was an additional 600 black-owned restaurants.
Such advances emerged from the three pillars of McDonald's diversity program: strong management support, training and education, and networking. This dedication to diversity paid off. For example, in 1992, some parts of the Los Angeles black community rioted after the verdict exonerating police for the beating of African American Rodney King. The rioters did not harm McDonald's restaurants that were run by local African Americans, but other local businesses suffered an estimated $2 billion in damages. Time magazine reported, "When the smoke cleared, not a single McDonald's restaurant had been touched." As a result, McDonald's stands out not only as one of the more socially responsible companies in America, but also as one of the nation's truly effective social engineers.
Women joined McDonald's diversity initiatives a different way. While McDonald's needed black owners in their community's neighborhoods, it had no such need when it came to women employees. At the same time, McDonald's leaders realized that women staffers would make female customers feel more comfortable. With President Fred Turner's advocacy, the company instituted a training program for managers and women employees. In 1988, women franchise owners set up the Women Operators Network, followed by the Women's Leadership Network, which provided mentoring. The various women's networks have proven vital to promoting diversity within the company.
McDonald's used the same approach with other groups, including Hispanic Americans, people with disabilities, Asian Americans, and the gay and lesbian community. For example, in 1982, McDonald's started the McJobs program to help physically and mentally challenged individuals develop skills and confidence to succeed in the workplace.
Becoming more diverse is difficult. A company cannot achieve diversity unless its senior management champions the effort. Fusty attitudes about inclusion or workforce composition are roadblocks that can set back any diversity initiative. You can use training and education programs to help employees open their hearts and minds and thus break through stultifying barriers. Establishing networking opportunities is also vital. Whatever you do, don't adopt a standardized approach. Be sensitive to the special needs and concerns of each diversity group and set the goal of including everyone in a unified corporate culture. That has been the goal at McDonald's. Lee Dunham, an African-American owner and operator, and the proprietor of McDonald's first restaurant in New York, sums up the corporation's diversity philosophy this way: "If we can stay united and head in the same direction, then everybody is represented and valued and can sit at the table and make a contribution." Or, as Ray Kroc said, "None of us is as good as all of us."
Thank you for listening to Get Abstract Book Summaries. To learn more about this topic, simply enter the keywords "diversity strategy" on getabstract.com.